Hey, this is Victoria with the Ask Spirit Now show, and it is so great to be with each and every one of you this evening. And if you're in California, I know it's still just late afternoon, so welcome to the Ask Spirit Now show. I am so excited this evening. I have Brent Atwater from Atlanta, Georgia, just a little few little miles down the road, a few little pine trees down the road from
me. Right. Hi, y'all.
Yeah, and she is a pet reincarnation expert. So I want y'all to get your phones ready so that you can call her and talk to her. Now, she has written a lot of books about healing for children, and she's the author of numerous books. And her new book just came out today, and I believe it's called I'm Home, Cat's Never Ending Story. And it's out today. So
yep.
This is so exciting. Brent, how are you?
I am fine. I'm really excited. This was ready for your show is what it was.
That's right. It's ready for everyone to actually call in and find out about your pets. Now, I know everyone knows that actually you're the first pet reincarnation expert I've ever had on the Ask Spirit Now show. And I believe everyone knows how much I love pets because I, as I'm sure you do too, Brent, believe that animals have souls.
I don't believe it. I know it. I have a dog that's reincarnated 5 times. So
well, there you
go. That's what started all this.
Well, you know, I have to tell you that I years ago, Brent, I sometimes felt like I would rather just be with my pets, and I had a plan just to be with my pets when I got older. I realized that wasn't completely accurate, but I just love pets. I mean, they bring so much joy to us. So talk
and they're
to
healthier.
Us.
To have pets, it's healthier.
Yes, it very much is. I have to tell you now, I didn't mention this on any of my other shows, Brent, but my mother has just lost 2 of her dogs, and
okay.
I know where they came from and who they were before they came into this incarnation. I'm kind of bothered, I have to tell you, Brent, because we're not having any more dogs because we collect them, if you may, because they, you know, from.
Well, they recognize your energy and they're drawn to your house.
Yes. And so, you know, I don't know what's going to happen to them, but I know I'll have to just talk to you a little bit about it because I want to share this story with you, and then I want you to talk about what some of the things you do. My daughter was sitting, we were on our way to Asheville, and we were sitting in the back, and my daughter was in the front, and I was driving, of course, and she said, I feel Sadie, who had just passed over.
Yep.
And she was sitting in the back seat with us.
Yep. And there's a section in the cat book, I'm Home, that teaches you how to feel your pet on the other side. It teaches you how to use your energy and actually touch your cat on across the veils.
Well,
and it takes about 2 weeks to do it if you've never done that before. But
mm-hmm.
It tells you how to, the prayer to say, to protect yourself and to call Fluffy or Buffy in, and how to rub your hands together and to use your hands to feel the space. And I had a lady whose cat used to come and lay around her neck until she passed away. You know, the lady passed away. And but there are other animals that only reincarnate one time, so they'll just come and visit one time. There are also other animals that when you use this, your daughter could have sat back there and literally patted Sadie and said, Sadie, put your paw in my hand, and Sadie could have done that, and she could have felt it. So
mm-hmm.
It's a really cool thing to learn and to know. And sometimes pets that never reincarnate but once in a lifetime will come and to you on an ongoing basis. A pet that is going to reincarnate, since death is the first step to reincarnation, they'll do this process up until the point when they're getting ready to start the transition back into the earth body. So if you know they're going to reincarnate, and there's a prayer in both of the dog and the cat books that teaches you how to ask your pet so you hear it in your own heart if they're going to reincarnate. And you can feel them until they literally start their energy transition into their new pet body.
Oh, that's incredible. Well, I will have to tell you that my daughter did feel Sadie, and she
mm-hmm.
didn't, you know, touch her paw, but Sadie had wanted to go to stay with Anya. And so what she did was she went into Anya's little teddy bear, and she just comes in and goes, and she says, whenever I want to be with you, I just come in. And,
that's
you
right.
know, that was what indicated for Anya. And, So, I mean, I'm so excited to talk about this. And I do want to let everyone know that you can call and talk about your pet's reincarnation, where you think your pet may be. Brent can answer all those questions for you. So,
and
this is
let's
just
say what you do. And Victoria communicates with the pets.
Yes. Yeah.
So, see, she can do what, she can talk to Fluffy, Buffy, and Muffy. And I'm basically a medical intuitive, so I can see them. I can tell you when they're going to reincarnate. I can tell you what time frame, because I literally see the future physical energy as a medical intuitive. And then Victoria can tell you what they're thinking, like, I don't like the dog food you're feeding me.
Well, that's true. Listen, I have a dog that sits, and she wants her chicken. And I told him, I said, we're going to have to go on dog food for a little while because it was affecting them. And he won't eat except at night when I'm asleep because he does not want me to think he likes that dog food. I mean, and I get the chicken sold for the chicken. I mean, I get the really good stuff. But listen, I want to ask you something because I have a beautiful, and I know we're going to get some callers tonight that will be asking these same type of questions. And I have a gorgeous golden retriever named Goldie. We adopted her from the road about 5 years ago, and she was about probably close to 9 or 10 at that time. And I know that she's not quite ready to go, but she's wanting to go. And she loves me. I'm telling you, all my dogs love me, but I don't know that I've ever had a dog that has protected me the way that she does. She is a perfect, well, all my dogs are perfect. They're all dog perfect, but
that's because everybody's dog's perfect. Yes.
Well, that's true. She does shed now, but if I had to go deep into
something. Hey, that's so you won't have fur withdrawal, so that when you step out of the house, there's still fur on your black dress, on the seats of your car, everywhere.
That's a good one. I like that. So can you just to help people understand how, when, because I want to give out your website so that people can call you about their pets too. If they're not, they may just want to listen tonight because it's so intriguing. But I want to know, like with Goldie, I feel that within 4 to 5 months, she is just going to.
3 and a half.
Not 3 and a half. Okay. Mm-hmm. I felt like that she wasn't here for long, and she looks at me like, I love you. What is going to happen to me when I cross over? And so we had a talk the other day, Brent. Now, I want you to talk.
This is what in the book, there is a way it teaches you how to talk with your soul to the pet to get the questions about their passing and crossing.
Okay. Well, I'm going to get the book then, because now if I get the cat book, is it going to be the same for my dog?
Here's what I have been doing to answer. That's a perfect example. In both the cat, the dog, and the horse book is a pet reincarnation section. And I have taken the research I have done for the past 15 plus, almost 16 years now, and every question I get on every show and every workshop and every seminar I do that is been asked about pet reincarnation, I put it in the pet reincarnation of all the books. And so basically the cat reincarnation book will have some of the same material, but it's more updated. The dog book came out a month ago. I'm hauling my dog's never-ending love story. The cat book is coming out, and we're getting ready to revise both of the books because the pet reincarnation stage is at 23 pages. Well, just in the past, couple of times when I've been doing more, we're now expanded to 35 pages. So that'll be coming out in January. So every time that we get more and more questions, I keep adding it to that section, and the book stays the same because the stories in the book illustrate the principles that we are talking about in the pet reincarnation, because a lot of people don't know what a walk-in is for an animal and when a soul overshadows or oversouls. And so because of that, the stories in the book, in the cat book, reiterate all of the sections in the reincarnation section of the book, and the cat stories tell about real life, you can go touch them today, cats that their owners have experienced it. And so what I did by gathering these stories from all over the world, they basically irrefutably prove through live animals that you can meet today, that the pet reincarnation and the stories that were shared and the information that's been gathered is correct, because we're showing you live animals that are examples of exactly what we're talking about. So the dogs go to the dogs, the cats, are in the cats, and the horses are for the horses. But the version, the pet reincarnation section expands every book because I just keep adding more and more questions about, you know, what people ask me so that we're not missing anything. But the first sections are like 23 pages of questions and answers, and then we just keep expanding. In case I've missed one, the book gets expanded.
Well, one of the things that I'm going to get that for my daughter, the dog one for my, because we have dogs. If like Goldie were to pass, well, mm-hmm. of course she will pass. We all pass, but, you know, I mean, if she wants to come back into a little cute little golden retriever, little stuffed toy, now she knows I'm not having any more dogs for a while. She knows that. And so,
she might come back as a cat or a bird. I have a client that has a big, huge bird that is coming back as a cat.
Okay. Well, I talked to her, and she says, as long as I can stay by your side with that stuffed little toy that looks like a little baby golden retriever, I'll be happy.
Spirit. She may just come back in spirit and stay with you that way all the time.
That's what she said she wanted.
Okay, well, if she wants it, that's her choice. Because, see, they can choose to come or stay.
Mm-hmm.
And unless you've, most of these spiritual arrangements were pre-done when we were on the other side.
Mm-hmm.
And so if Goldie has planned to do one or two incarnations with you, and this is her first, then she may wait till you're 80 years old and end up being your guide dog in the nursing home.
Mm-hmm.
And she may stay with you the whole time because, see, another thing, like cats absorb negative energy. And a lot of people have cats around them for the cats will just take so much negative energy, and then they'll pass and they have to go back and recharge their energy, and then they'll come back in another incarnation and absorb it. So if she was your protector, she may be your spiritual guide protector in this body, and you may be getting ready to go through a period where you don't need as much, and we've talked about this sort of, you know how you go through stages
yes.
in your life?
Yes, and yes, and I'm going through that stage where I don't need
there we go.
Nearly as much, and
there
she knows that. Yeah,
right, she's taking a break.
Okay.
And she can
now
do that from the other
side. You just
side.
Pointed out something too, Brent, because when my little girl and I were going through a tremendous heartache, and it was a terrible, probably the worst time of our lives, she found this little white cat, and she called her Snowball.
Yep.
We still have a Snowball. It's just a dog now. And now you have made me understand this. This is so phenomenal, Brent, because Snowball, we found her up in Ohio.
But she comes stay live on her heart. Didn't she sleep close to her heart at night a bit?
Yes, and then one day, little Snowball, the cat, became very ill because I think she had carried so much of the negative energy.
That's right.
I never saw it like that.
Oh, yeah, because we had a cat in the cat book. We had a client, and the cat was just about dying, and they came to me, and I said, you really don't want to know, and she said, yeah, why is my cat dying? She came, you know, for the pet medical intuitive stuff. I said, well, quite frankly, you're killing your cat with the negative energy she's around, and she was in a very transitory state, and the cat was laying on her chest and taking in all the negative energy. So what is I got her to hold the cat's paw. She promised the cat and talked to the cat. What you have to do is you hold their little front paws, look them straight eye to eye, and you have a talk with them. And she promised the cat, I will never, ever, ever, you know, do what we did before and put you in that situation again, because it was a mutual living situation. And when that all changed, the cat changed, and he was supposed to die within months. All of a sudden, that cat stayed around for another 10 years.
Wow. Well,
so
see, we didn't know. I know that with animals. Like my mother's 86, Brent, and she has two dogs that just died of cancer within 2 months of each other. And I'm thinking, something's not being acknowledged here medically, probably with her.
Well, either
they
had finished their duty, because maybe she's getting ready to move in an assisted living home or something like that, and they had not finished their duty to go with her.
Right, I see.
But it's usually the cats that take on
it.
Dogs don't take on as much negative energy as cats do.
Really?
Cats are the ones that take on the negative energy.
Mm-hmm. That is just phenomenal. Well, I will definitely get that book for my daughter's Christmas gift. I'm Home, A Dog's Never-Ending Love Story. I mean,
right,
this
and
is
you can
phenomenal.
Find it on JustPlainLoveBooks.com.
Okay, good. Well, you want them to go there instead of BrentAtwater.com?
Well, they can go to either BrentAtwater.com, but all the books are on JustPlainLoveBooks.com.
Oh, okay, good. Because I know we have listeners out there that will go there. And
they can get
share
It's not going to be on Amazon for another week, but it's on there. I mean, you could get this thing and have it at your house tomorrow from the JustPlainLoveBook.com site. It'll be up on Amazon in about a week, on Barnes & Noble, Books & Me, and all those in about 2 weeks.
Right. Okay. But, yeah. I've got my books going coming out on those too. So, yeah. But I yeah.
Well, you know how it takes that lag time to get on the big sites.
Right. Exactly. It does. So this is incredible. Now, talk to me a little bit about what you do. Let's just say someone calls you up, and they want to find out about Fluffy. Fluffy's sick. what am I going to do about Fluffy? Now, I know you can recommend the book, but if you were to give them a session, how would you help them, Brent, to know what to do for Fluffy? I mean, I want to share a story with you in a minute, too, about what happened when I had to put my collie down years ago. So would you be able to help them with know what to do and talk to them and talk to the pet? I mean,
here's what I do. My base is that of a medical intuitive. I have the capacity to look inside a body and see organs, tissue, nerves, you name it. Mm-hmm. And so if I would look inside a Fluffy's body, like the other day I had a client and said, look, they can't figure out what's wrong with my cat. They think he's got, stomach cancer. And I went in there and said, no, he's got pancreatitis. Mm. So they went and they treated pancreatitis. I look at the tissue, organs, nerves, whatever, inside the body and say, this is what test you should tell your veterinarian to run. This is what I suggest. A girl the other day called and said, my cat's gone down, and I had worked on this cat before. She said he won't get up, and he's not doing his meds. I said, it's his pancreas. You need to get him to the vet and get his pancreas checked because he's having an attack of pancreatitis.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how I do it. It's from a medical viewing point of view.
Right. But, now, see, if I had a dog that was sick, Brent, and you told me it was the pancreas, I trust you enough, and I trust my own intuition enough that I would just go to the vet and say, you know what? I know you're going to have a little issue with this, but I know my dog has a pancreas problem. Now, I handle it. But a vet won't do that probably because they're concerned for their liability, correct?
Well, what I would do is tell them the test to take that would show up the pancreatitis.
Thank you, yes. Because
now, another thing is, see, sometimes they'll call me and they'll say, look, the vet wants to operate on my dog, and he took the MRIs, and this is what I see, and I'd say it's not necessary or it is necessary.
Mm-hmm.
Because Duke University researched, and I have a 97-98% accuracy on comparing what I see inside to an MRI or CAT scan or something like that. So a lot of times people will call me as a backup, and you can hold medicine in your hand, like you holding two medicines in your hand like I did the other day, and I don't know what it is. I'll say the one in the left hand is not an energy that matches your pet's body. That's what's making him sick. The one in your go on and give him that one.
Yeah.
And a lot of people, and I do want to say this, out there try to give their pets too much, and they overkill the energy system of the pet.
Mm.
And they're trying just to help Fluffy, Buffy, and Muffy, but the bottom line is they're giving him 7,000 herbs, 14 Chinese. This is bot flour and all this stuff, and the pet just dies of overload because their energy can't take but so much.
What about aspirin and Tylenol? A lot of people give
their pets Tylenol. Do
you know much about that?
No, yeah, death.
Death?
Not good.
Oh, really? Okay.
Mm-mm, bad. And chocolate and all sorts. No. You never give pets hardly at all what humans take. That's just, pretty much the tests are run on 35-year-old human beings. And
right.
So when you give it to a pet, the energy of a pet is a much lower frequency from a physical point of view than a human's body. And therefore, they assimilate it differently. Now, if your vet says, okay, take a half of this, or then you're okay if it's under supervision because if he's watching the numbers. But you can kill a dog or a cat by doing that.
Wow. Well, the reason why I asked, Brent, is because I have given my dog Goldie, to be specific, and Django. Django's 12 years old. He had his birthday October 9th. And he's almost blind in both eyes, but he still runs and he still enjoys life. But you can tell he's in a little bit of pain.
Mm-hmm.
And the vet just says, just to they gave me something. I don't know what it was. It didn't really
probably
help much. Now let me just tell you a quick story here. I want all the listeners to hear this. My dogs, I had two beautiful collies, and they were inseparable. This was a long time ago. And they gave both dogs Remedil, whatever you call it, because they were both, the back legs were given out.
Blow out the liver.
Yeah, I gave them both Remedel within 2 months of each other. They both passed away.
With liver.
And I had to give my Sadie, not Sadie. Sadie was reincarnated again, I think, from my other dog, mm-hmm. Cochise. But let me tell y'all something. When I went to put Cochise down, she said, I cannot live like this. I have too much pride. I love too much. I can't do this. And I went to put her down in my arms, and I had a very wonderful vet that understood reincarnation, a place up in Gainesville, Georgia, I believe. And when she first crossed over, Brent, she couldn't breathe, and it frightened her. And I eased her mind. I mean, I talked to her, and we went through, it was one of the most beautiful experiences of my life. And she went into a baby body. She told me right where she was going, and she went right over to L.A. I mean, it was phenomenal. So she went in. And then when I first saw Sadie, I thought it was the same dog, but it wasn't. It was a different reincarnation. But I'm going to tell you, that was the most profound, because it scared her. I'd never, ever put a dog down like that, and she was frightened that she couldn't breathe. Oh. Have you ever had that experience with other people talking? And I'm wondering if we have any callers. I'm not hearing. I'm not getting any messages right now. I'm not sure if Don is. If there's any callers out there, please let Don know that you're online, because I'm not seeing something on my message. So I want to make sure that if there's anybody out there that I'm notified of it, because it's
well, sometimes when we do a show like this, it's so much to listen to that they just listen and call in. So, you know, y'all, if you have questions, now call Victoria, and we can always do this again and send your questions to Victoria, and if it warrants it, we can do another thing. But if we're teaching you and you're loving it, thank you very much for all of your...
Well, thank you. Yeah, and see, the reason why I'm asking that is I have a new computer, and I wanted to make sure that it's working.
Yeah.
So that's why I want to make sure that if Don's sending me messages, I'm getting them, because I don't want anything to happen with this new computer that it's getting weirded out.
No,
now, another situation that I wanted to share with everyone is that when I had a beautiful little Yorkie, and I mentioned this to you, Brent, and to quickly tell the story, is that I had run over her. It was the most devastating time of my life.
Accidentally.
And I wept for days. I could not stop crying. I'm not talking about for moments I'd cry. I'm talking about I was
sobbing.
Excessively sobbing.
Yeah.
And one day I was taking a bath, and she came to me, and she said, I'm coming back as a Maltese. This is where the breeder is. Mm-hmm. I will be born. You can pick me up in November 2004.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you, I went and picked the little, I'm making a real long story short, but my crying stopped immediately. I went to name her, Brent.
Okay,
and
let me insert here out there for those out there. One of the things you got to do is the sooner you quit crying, the quicker the dog or cat returns. Crying slows the process down, just for a note to Victoria's story. So, y'all, that's just, if you can, stop crying, because that energy will slow the reincarnation process down. Okay, Victoria, back to you.
And tell us why. Why would that slow
because
it down?
Because that's negative energy, and their energy feeds off of you. They're refueling their physical energy, comes off of your love.
Okay.
And so instead of spiraling positive energy to the other side, you are doing draining energy, so the energy is taken for them to cross on the other side.
Yes.
And to talk to you is being depleted. So that's why you just need to, and I hate to say it because I sobbed for my dog for 2.5 years. I totally admit it. But that's what I learned is if I'd quit crying quicker, the dog would have come back sooner.
Okay. Well, good. And I'm going to tell you, I may end up having more dogs once I move.
You
know, I always say, not one more dog, not one more dog. So anyway, we have
Joe. Back to little baby that you went to find.
Yep. Yeah, they're coming. Joni's from Arizona. How are you this evening, Joni?
Oh, thank you for being there. Thank you.
Well, thank you for calling in. What question did you have
for
Brent?
How can we help you?
It's all about work. I do a lot of work now, and I'm not getting paid for it. And I wonder if you saw me picking up a contract or getting paid for my work. I'm going to one meeting tomorrow. It's a big business meeting. I constantly go to those, and I let people know that I am available for hire to do the work I do.
Okay.
That's
well, I'm going to tell you, Joni, I don't think it's up to you, Brent, if you want to answer that question. I'm going to tell you, Brent is more on pet reincarnation, but if you want to answer it, Brent, you can. If not,
isn't that your field, Victoria?
Well, it is. I'm going to tell you, the first thing I'm going to tell you, Joni, is since we're doing a little bit more on, let me just get my attention on this, is because I'm feeling that if you go in there with your intention that is the job for you, and if you really want it, I want you to just go in there with your heart open and ask Spirit to go in before you, Joni. Go in before you and ask Spirit to open the door for you if this is the right job for you.
And to slam the doors if it's not.
What'd you say?
And to slam the doors if it's not.
Thank you. What I am feeling right now, Joni, is because I'm not going to sit here and say, yes, you're going to get it, or no, you're not going to get it. There are too many elements here, and that I don't want to take that self-empowerment from you. But I want you, before you go into that room, probably 20 minutes, even 30 minutes before, ask Spirit to go in there before you and to open the door and give you that opportunity if it is the right job. Because, you know, Spirit may know, Joni, it's the right job for you. And Spirit may know the next day there's something even better. So trust Spirit on this. And that's the message I get for you, is to make sure that you, but you always send Spirit in ahead of time. Okay, does that make sense, Joni?
Yeah. Are you picking up any energy that I'll be employed before the end of November?
Well, Joni, what we've sort of done today is we have focused our directions on pet reincarnation and medical intuitive. So when you're asking us to shift, we're not as clear. And so, Victoria needs to do this.
Yeah, the reason why I feel like, yes, I feel that you will get something before the end of November, and I want you to open your heart to it. But this, I also want you to wake up every morning, Joni, assuming that you already have a job. It is the power of that. I do feel that you're going to get something, and my angels have said yes. And I just want you to go in there with an open heart and feel that you're going to get something and know that you already have a job. That does miracles, okay? So, you know, and listen, Joni, what I want you to do is do me a favor and email me at askspiritnow.com tonight. And I will answer a little bit more on there. Go into the contact page at askspiritnow.com and write to me exactly what the question is. And I will answer that for you, tonight, okay, before I go to sleep tonight. Would you do that for me?
Thank you.
Yeah, you're very welcome. And I'll spend a little bit more. I can focus a little bit more on this specific question, okay? And I want to thank you for calling in so much. And make sure you listen next week as well, too, okay? And go to AskSpiritNow.com after the show and put your data in and ask me your question, okay?
I will. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Thank you. If we have any other callers who have any questions for Brent, we'd certainly welcome you. If not, you can go to her website at justplainbooks.com and definitely order.
Justplainlovebooks.com.
I'm sitting here reading it. I must, I just had the surgery.
Well, that's all right.
because her new book, I'm Home, A Cat's Never Ending Story, and I'm Home, A Dog's Never Ending Love Story, which is the one I want to get for my daughter for Christmas. You know, my daughter is only 11, and she already knows that she's going to be a pet whisperer.
Oh, wow.
She's already gotten her certification. She's a clairvoyant and a phenomenal. She already knows what she wants to do in her life. So,
I
want to just, and so getting back to this then, so when we grieve, we have to, in other words, we have to have that moment of grief, but then we want to be able to get communicating with our crossed over pet.
Right.
So that
that's
we can get them back. Okay.
That's
all
why
right.
I've said death is the first step in their return. And
okay.
So once you have your grief session, there's a section in there that practices you feeling them over on the other side and communicating with them, not like, did you like the dog food, but more like, when are you coming back? And the prayers that teach you, when are you coming back? How are you coming back? And it's a prayer form that they will answer you in your heart. So once you start focusing that, then the pet can turn around and start focusing on coming back to you.
Got it. I've just been asked by our producers, the 800 number is not working tonight, y'all. So what I want you to do is give out the number, the 530-413-4510 or 530-413-4522, and y'all can call in on those two numbers. Ellen from South Carolina, how are you this evening?
Hi. Hey. Thanks so much for taking my call. What a fascinating discussion. I'm so happy that I had a chance to call in.
Well, I am so glad too. Did you have something for Brent? Did you have a question for Brent?
I do. We have a little rescued Bichon who's almost 6. He's been with us for not quite 3 years yet. And Miss Brent, he has always had miserable grass allergies. So we wipe his little feet every time he comes in, and he's on healthy food. And the vet says to take Benadryl, which helps, but I'm wondering if it's safe.
Mm-hmm.
What you think,
Brent?
Something that I might do for that little dog is I would put little dog booties on him when you send him out in the grass.
Oh, my goodness. What a great idea.
When I'm channeling, the first thing I'm hearing is like, put a little dog booty on him. And then in addition to in Benadryl, you can basically, I know that's anti-itch, but you can also, I'd cut it in half and do the booty thing, because sled dogs have been using boots for years, and I don't know whether he'd eat at them or not, but they've got such a help me with this, Victoria. You know how,
yes,
because of snowy,
and snow and salt and
because of all of that that's out there, the state of the art of dog boots. Now, if he's really allergic to grass, I'd be putting him in little dog booties and trotting his little behind out.
That's so cute.
Yeah. As long as none of his little friends see it, he'll be okay.
That's right. He won't have to have any issues with his macho hood.
Maybe you can get him some bulldog ones, Georgia bulldog. Oh, you're from South Carolina. I'm sorry. Oh,
that's
my gosh.
Right.
The South Carolina, what is it?
Gamecocks.
I went to school at the University of South Carolina. Oh, my gosh. Here I am. That's so funny. Get him some South Carolina macho football looking ones, you know?
I do have another question. Of course, you know, we pray that he's going to be with us a very long time.
Four and a half more years.
Oh, thank you. Four and a half?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Yeah.
When he does pass over, how long should I wait before I try to get in touch with him?
You, according to the way, now this is a perfect example of Victoria's story. The minute he crosses, you might can contact him, or it may take a while because the energy in which the animal crosses over determines how quickly a communicator can talk with them. So if an animal passes extremely roughly from a heavy disease, it may take you a day or two or a week or a month before they can regenerate enough energy to transmit across the other side. On the other hand, I had a cat in the cat book that was dying, and the owner, you know, had told the owner she wanted to pass away in her own bed, so the owner left this skinny, frail little cat asleep in the sunshine and went to the grocery store. When she came back, the cat had passed. And when she looked, the first thing she saw was, in her mind, she heard the cat singing, "I feel good, na 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 na," the James Brown song, and dancing. So she knew that the cat was in a happy state. Now, like Victoria's cat communicated that she felt suffocated, or dog rather, felt suffocated and had a problem with that. So it depends upon how the transition of the energy of the animal passing, and one of the ways that you can smooth the transition in order when the animal passes so it can communicate to you immediately is you can hold its little paws and say, "I ask and it is my intent to send you my love for your highest and best good to use as you so choose." Then that animal can use that energy, and the key is to use as you so choose. So then the animal can use that energy to either get better, or to use that energy to cross, or to use that energy to make the transition less physically horrific.
That's beautiful.
But you just say, "I ask and it is my intent to send you the love of my heart and my life force energy to use as you so choose. And that way the animal will use the energy for their highest and best good.
That's beautiful. 4.5 years in my mind is not very long. Is there anything I can do on my side to extend that?
No, that's his contract.
That's his contract. Okay.
Wow.
Thank you, Meg.
Thank you
Thank you so much. You are good. We have Kimberly from Georgia. How are you this evening, Kimberly?
Good. How are you, Victoria?
I'm doing quite well.
Good.
Is this the Kimberly that I know from Gainesville?
It is.
From
yes,
Delphi? Well, awesome. Do you know Brent?
No, I do not, and I appreciate you having her on tonight.
Yeah, she also has done a few things up at Delphi. She went and had a class, so she's been up there herself. This Kimberly Brent is studying Rohan up at Delphi, and
isn't that a gorgeous area?
It is, and I look forward to meeting you. Are you done with Rohan?
Oh yeah, I went up there 15 years ago looking for my fiance, and that started my reincarnation quest.
Isn't that amazing?
Well, great. Well, I love Delphi and love Victoria, and so I had just started with one dog, and now I'm up to five dogs.
Good
and
girl.
A couple of pigs, a couple of chickens, a couple of horses, and so life has been abundant with animals lately. So I just knew when I heard or got the email from Victoria that I needed to listen in, because I'd love to communicate with them and understand them and get them, you know, the necessary things that they need, you know, medically or love or whatever. And I feel like they're coming to me for a reason. And
you have good energy, and you're creating a salve for their personality.
Okay. Well, I have one particular dog named Sally, who is definitely my protector, who is my original dog, and I feel like she has been reincarnated from another dog that I had, Sadie, and I feel like we just connect, and I feel like with all these other animals, you also don't want to take away, you know, her feelings and her love, and I didn't know if me bringing on more of these animals, am I affecting her in any way?
Well, anytime an animal signs on to come be a part of you, or you make it a personal choice, then they have normally signed on for that, because all the agreements for soul agreements and reincarnation were done when we were all sitting in the clouds going, okay, let's go back to the earth school. Now, who wants to incarnate with me a couple of times, and what's your position going to be? So all of the things were prearranged, and if she understands that you're going to be a keeper of the gate and a helper for all those that come to you, then that's part of her job too.
Okay.
And she wouldn't have come back, because she knew that that's part of who you are now.
Okay.
And see, if she made that agreement to come back with you during this part of your journey, then that's part of her agreement with you.
And what about taking on more animals? I know, like Victoria, no more dogs. I mean, almost, you know, you have other, you know, husbands and children. You're like, no more animals, you know, and you got to feed them and you got to take care of them. And, you know, it adds expenses as well. And my heart goes out to any animal that shows up, and one particular showed up, and I knew she was coming, and, but I didn't know she was leaving, and the part was that she got into the chickens, was killing the chickens, and I was like, well, why did she come to me if I'm having to give her back because she's being destructive? And how do you know then that it wasn't meant to be, or, you know, that why did she come to you if it didn't have a good mix or a good fit for the other part of your farm life?
Well, this is just my personal opinion on this. I'm not channeling that dog. In my opinion, everything that happens to you in life is an opportunity to learn something.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe she came to teach you that you've reached your quota.
Mm-hmm.
On the other hand,
that's interesting.
There are people who are keepers of the animals. And you may be one of them, but maybe you need to interview them and interview their spirits before you bring them into your mix.
Mm. Oh, my God, this is so beautiful, Brent. You are just so incredible. That is so awesome.
And I mean, because I've got a border collie that's a reincarnated dog that, let me tell you, he doesn't know that he's not a person. And you get him to, somebody knocks on my door, he'd say, come on down. you know, but protective wise, not this ain't happening in his lifetime. But kiss and hug, hey, he's a kiss meister. So
yeah.
I think it's more about if you're a keeper of the animals and they are drawn to the spirit of your energy, that's a gift that you've been given. And then you have to make the life choice in this incarnation, I would think, to interview them. And maybe that particular dog or cat that came to do the chickens was your opportunity to go, okay, I recognize they were to be a part of coming into my being for a while, but I should have interviewed them. And maybe because we have so many on this farm, because I used to have a farm, that it's time for me to start interviewing to find out, are you being interviewed for me to help pass you on or foster you for someone else, or is this an opportunity for us to say hello and we're not supposed to meet in this incarnation? Because sometimes even when you have soulmates in humans and then they meet in the reincarnation, even if it's a twin flame, this may be the incarnation you're not supposed to be together. Because when you even have a twin flame in a human being, they can come in and be a walk-in or a complete twin flame, and you may look at each other and know, that's my twin flame, but you go apart in separate ways because in this incarnation is the one that you are not supposed to experience together.
Okay.
And maybe that dog was an example of that, that you knew in your heart he was part of your family, but in this incarnation he wasn't to be. But you acknowledged him by bringing him in. He taught you that perhaps you should interview the next groups, and that he leaves with having touched base with you. Each of you learned a lesson and moved forward. And so
that's beautiful.
Touched your being.
That's beautiful.
Okay.
Well, Kimberly, thank you so much for calling in tonight. We want to thank you so much and give your husband a happy birthday. And thank you so much. And y'all, remember, if you have other questions for Brett,
I don't know. That's all right.
I don't know why I'm saying. I've been saying.
Oh, what's your name? Will do just fine.
I've been painting. I have paint brain. To go to brettatwater.com or justplainlovebooks.com. And thank you again, Kimberly, for calling in, and I'll look forward to talking to you, okay? Thank you.
Thanks, Kimberly.
Thanks.
Now,
Michael,
let's get back to
Angel
your little dog
Michael.
That came.
How are you this evening, Michael?
I'm good. How did you know it was me?
I just felt you. Remember, I'm psychic.
I know. You're too much.
So, do you have a question for Brent this
yes,
evening?
Yes, I do.
Hi there,
Michael. Hi, I'm a cat person, or we have had a lot
that
of cats.
That makes you perfectly
one cat
wonderful.
We had was a Maine Coon cat. His name was Murphy.
Oh, wow. Love Maine Coon cat.
Yeah, he is just a great cat. And he passed on several years ago, and I'm wondering if he's going to reincarnate, or has he? Or
February is what I heard.
Oh, February. He's coming back. Is he
You're
coming back
have
as a man?
A new cat, no. Michael.
No.
No?
No.
No? He's not coming as a cat?
Cat? No. The minute you said Maine Coon cat, I hear no.
No. Okay.
Yellow and
he
striped.
He is going to come back as a cat, though, right?
I'm hearing yellow and striped white. Yellow and white striped cat.
Oh, like a tabby, huh?
I'm just hearing yellow and white stripes.
Okay. And February.
That's what I hear.
Huh. Okay, I'll look
no later than that. June, depending upon the energy.
Okay.
Yep, got chills on that, right.
Now, Michael, do you know of a breeder that does that? Or I guess sometimes they just come back, walk into your life? Right?
Yeah, we never gone, and they seem to appear, a lot of them.
I think you just let your heart do it. You can never miss the beaming them up with your heart. If they've ever been in your incarnation once, it's like, Victoria, I want you to finish that story about how you found the dog and how they called you Miss Angel and all that. Your heart cannot miss their little beam of love.
Okay.
Your heart will just, you'll know, you'll get in the middle of the night, you're here, you know, I need to go look on the internet, or you'll go, my favorite story of all the ones I've collected was the fact that this girl, she was placating herself. Her dog had died. And she was a psychic, by the way. And she was in England, and she was trying to find her dog. And one day she said, that's it. I can't find my dog. I've spent 2 years looking for my dog. I can't do it. I'm going to the pound. I'm going to get something from the pound. I don't care what it is. I'm going to the pound to get a dog to keep me busy till my dog comes back. So she's standing there, and all of a sudden, across the parking lot is this puppy bouncing across on a leash going to the adoption center with his couple, and she said, that's my dog. And she said, that's my dog, to the fellow with the car truck next to her. She said, that's my dog. And she said, "Wow, they got my dog." Well, those people were turning in that puppy to the adoption center to be adopted.
Whoa.
Oh, that makes me cry.
And she went right up and she said, "Excuse me, I'm adopting that. That's my dog." And that was her dog. And it was a yellow lab. So, Michael, there's no way you can miss it if you just do not miss any coincidence or any feeling of your heart. Because she had just said, "I'm just compelled to go get something that's interim until my dog arrives." And that's how it was presented to her. So she's going just because she had this compelling to go. And then lo and behold, she looks across the parking lot and there's this puppy being turned in. So your heart will feel him and you'll start feeling him when he's on his way. You'll start going, "You know, I need to start looking for a cat now." Hmm.
Well, we have three cats. My wife says we're getting low on cats. So
there goes.
That's coming.
Y'all are making me want to go out and get my daughter a cat. She's been begging for a cat. Y'all are going to just like wear me down.
Well, thank you very much. You guys have a nice evening.
Thank you, Michael. I appreciate your time and your questions.
Well, thank you, Michael.
And we'll look forward to meeting your new purr baby.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Uh-huh.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You, Michael. Yeah. Well, I just want to thank all the callers for wonderful questions, and it helps to understand. When we get callers and get different perspectives, it helps us to, at least it helps me. I know, Brent, you already know these things, but.
Oh, no, I think
you know,
it's fun. You never, Liam, sir, I want you to tell how your dog said he had to be called, both of them had to be called Miss.
Oh, well, you know, after my dog that I'd run over came and told me that the Maltese breeder, and I went and picked him up, there was only one dog. She told me she would be one of two dogs, puppies, and that she would be the smallest one. And then right before I went to get her, she panicked, and she said, "I'm not the smallest one anymore. I'm the bigger one. I don't know what happened, but I'm the bigger one."
Now, you were hearing this all in your heart. You need to tell the listeners that.
Well,
right?
Of course I'm hearing this in my heart. Yes, I'm of course. I'm clairvoyant, and so of course I could hear this, I could feel it. Mm-hmm. And when I went to get my little dog that was, she had told me, "Do not call me Sissy, call me Miss Sissy, because I'm in a new body and a new life." Oh. So I sat there for an hour at this lady's house. There are only two Maltese here, and they're both cute, but remember, I felt like I couldn't separate them. I said, "I can't separate them." So I sit this for an hour, and this lady's looking at me like, "You know, I have a life here, you know."
You need to leave, lady.
So I, of course, bought both of them. And when I brought them home, I called the other one Angel. I was going to give it to my mother, and she said, through my heart, of course, she said, "I'm Miss Angel. I'm not Angel. I'm Miss Angel. If Miss Sissy can be Miss Sissy, then I'm Miss Angel." And Miss Angel was put down 4 days ago, and she had a severe case of cancer, and Miss Sissy has grieved to the point where she's not even eating anymore. And I've done healings on her. And you know what she says? "I want to be with Miss Angel." So I'm going to tell you something. I don't know what's going to happen on this situation. She's a little 3-pound Maltese. And Miss Sissy ended up...
Send her energy to use as she so chooses.
Right. Okay. Good. And I will tell that to her. Because honestly, she was my dog, but when my mother came around, she wanted to be with Miss Angel more than she wanted to be with any people. She loved Miss Angel because they've been together since inception, you see, since the time. And so, but I mean, I'm going to tell you, that was the most beautiful, beautiful story. And listen, it's interesting because Brent, I went to the website to find my collie. One day I sat down at the computer. I said, "Oh my God, I don't want another dog, but I have to find this collie. There's a collie out there that needs me." Honey, we were in the car that afternoon and we picked her up.
Mm-hmm.
Now, see, I don't need another dog.
Well, let me tell you, your little heart cannot cut its beam off and they know where to come home to mama.
So how many dogs do you have, Brent? Or
I just have one.
Oh, okay.
And
how
the dog that I have has a bee on his bottom, and we wrote a book about it, the dog with a bee on his bottom, but the bee on his bottom matches my signature, and it was God's way of saying, "Hey, Brent, we know you need a whole lot of proof and confirmation that this is a reincarnation, so what don't you get?" And he has like a 10.5-inch
bee. Oh, I see this.
Yes.
I see this book, The Dog with the Bee on His Bottom.
And the bee matches my signature, and it's wherever we go, people go, was that dog come back for a reason? I went, yes, to teach me that there was such a thing as pet reincarnation. I didn't have enough sense to get it, so God said, "Brent, this is the universe talking. Do you see this bee that matches your signature? Get it this time." So I got it on the fifth try.
Got it on the fifth try, and you have a book on it. I just want to, I mean, I'm loving this show. Can you come back in December?
If you want me to, we would do it now. We just tell everybody to write their questions into you early, and we'll just kick them out.
Yeah, let's do that. Now, the dog with the bee on his bottom, you've got I'm Home, A Cat's Never Ending Story that came out today. I'm Home, A Dog's Never Ending Love Story. And then y'all, outside of the pet reincarnation, she also you do medical intuition as well for dogs as well as people.
Well, that's how I know about the reincarnation, because I come from a medical intuitive background and I see energy. So I can see your pet die, see the energy leave its body. I see it transition to the other side. And because in humans, I can see like cancer metastases, or if you're going to be sick 10 years from now, I can see it and I'll tell you this is what's going to happen if you don't, because I can see that energy. So I can see, like when you say to me, or he said to me, when's my cat coming back? All of a sudden I see this Maine Coon cat's energy in my mind. I see his energy and I'm saying, where are you? And he says, February. And I said, what do you look like? And I see the energy of the yellow and white cat.
Do you think my little Django's going to pass? Because he can't hardly see anymore. Can you feel if he's going to pass, my Django?
I hear five and a half months.
5.5 months from him. You see, Brent, I felt both of my two big dogs were going to pass within the next year. I've been feeling it. Mm-hmm. I felt so many changes in my life.
But he's finished his assignment.
Hmm?
He's easing out his assignment, and he's not going to mess up your holidays.
Yeah, wow. Well, this is going to be an interesting year. I'll be calling you up, but I won't cry. Maybe you can stop me from crying.
I'll just say, look, he's already started coming back his old vehicle for a new one.
Yeah. Well,
they can't come back to you in a sick old vehicle.
Well, I'm going to ask you, because we don't have a lot of time, Brent, but I'm going to ask you just your opinion on something.
All right.
A lot of times dog vets will put a dog down when they're blind and deaf. Lately, my dog vet has said, if they're blind and deaf, just give them more pills. And, like Goldie, I think Goldie's just going to pass in her sleep. That's what I'm hoping for. But
well,
then she may get – go ahead, what?
Go ahead, I'm listening to you.
No, but I mean, I'm saying, if she doesn't and she can't walk anymore, I'm not going to let her grieve like that.
No, I agree. But see, at the same time, you can help them transition by saying, I ask it is my intent through the love of my heart to send you my life force energy to do as you so choose.
Okay.
And they will use that energy to cross in their sleep. We had a cat, and they'll create. Now, let me warn you, though, so you know how they're going before they pass. They will create a special moment that only you will know. For instance, this girl called me and she had a cat and the cat was dying. For 3 months, the cat had hidden under the bed. She'd take it to the vet. It would stay in the room. It would do all these things sort of away from her, but not staying real close to her, because when an animal is going to pass, they purposefully start disengaging their energy from your field by staying further away from you. Sometimes you'll see them sit at the window and they'll be looking out the window. Well, what they're really doing is memorizing their earthly surroundings before they leave. And anyway, so this animal was sick, and the vet just said, put it down, and she said, well, I don't really want to do that. So I told her, I said, here's how you can help him cross, because he was going to pass anyway. I said, hold his front paws and say, I ask, and it is my intent from the love of my heart, I send you my life force energy to use as you so choose. Well, she started that, and she worked on it for 3 days. She said the cat hadn't passed. I said, he's going to pass. Just keep doing it. Well, with that, she came home one day, and the cat, for the first time in like 3.5 months, came up and sat in her lap and started purring. You know how they do the little feetsies when they're kneading?
Yes.
And he was doing his little feetsies and kneading, and she was saying, from the love of my heart, I send you my life force energy to use as you so choose. And he just purred and went to sleep.
Well,
so
I will
can
start
do that
doing
very
that.
Quietly yeah. And just say, to use as you so choose. And that's when they can take all that energy, absorb it, and they won't go through horrific physical manifestations, and they'll just very quietly close their eyes.
Well, I love that, and I'm going to do that, because you don't want your dog, you don't want anybody
to suffer. No.
And
that way they'll just go quietly in their sleep. And it may take a while, because they have extra energy to do that. So.
Right. Well, I want to thank you, Brent. Our time is up for the Ask Spirit Now show. You have been a wonderful guest.
Oh, well, I enjoy working with you. Thank you so much.
And
it's so much fun.
We will have you back in December if you're available. And congratulations on your new book, I'm Home, A Cat's Never-Ending Love Story. And go to for Just Plain Love books and order yours right now. I'm going to order one for Christmas. So thank you so much,
and thank
everyone.
You for all you do to benefit others. Namaste.
Well, thank you. And remember to go to Ask Spirit now and be blessed and be in gratitude. Good night, and I'll see y'all next Tuesday, 7 Eastern and 4 Pacific. Good night.
Night, 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 night.